Hello, welcome to the Livestreams Carawarra podcast. We're delighted to have you join us. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to our latest episode. Thanks for joining.
Well, before I get started, let me just, I was praying this morning and Isaiah chapter 30 came to me. And Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18, it reads, "Therefore the Lord," let me just get back to that. Isaiah 30 verse, verse 18 is saying, "Therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you." The Lord today will be gracious to you. "And therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be your gracious. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you." So this morning, I was reading this. Perhaps someone in this room today are waiting upon the Lord. And the Lord is reminding you that he is gracious to you. That he hears your cry and he will answer you. And that is the gracious God that we serve. Amen? Okay, let me just pray before we get started. Father, we just want to thank you for your sweet, sweet presence in this place. We thank you for the beautiful worship that Vandana and the team has offered up to you. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us, that you are with every one of us. And tonight, as we focus our eyes upon you, you will draw us close to you. We thank you, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. For the past 8 weeks, Kim and myself has been doing a marriage course in a Vietnamese church up north. So there was 8 weeks of spending time with them. One of the main things that we spend a lot of time talking is this triangle. Can you guys see from the back? All good? Yep. So this is a triangle that we were looking at with the couples for the past 8 weeks. And what this triangle is telling us is, husband and wife, you want to get closer and closer to each other, first, you need to continue to draw yourself closer to God. As you can see from this second chart here, as husband is building strong love connection with God, and the wife is doing the same thing, naturally, in this triangle, both of them are focusing and pulling each other closer and closer to each other as they are closer to God. And this is also true for community. For example, for Mark and myself, Mark spent a lot of time reading the Bible. Mark spent time seeking the Lord. Me too. I do the same thing. So every time when Mark and myself come together, our eyes is focused upon the Lord. As our eyes is focused upon the Lord, our relationship with each other is also drawn closer and closer. So now, can you imagine in this room, every single one of us are spending time drawing close to God. We are a community. When this community, every single one of us, our focus is upon the Lord. As we focus our eyes upon the Lord, as we spend time with the Lord, naturally, every single one of us are drawing closer. And when we all is doing that, naturally, you see the connection between us will be getting closer. Husband and wife, family, sons, daughters focusing upon the Lord as a family, naturally, all of us, our relationship will be closer. And when our relationship is close, when our love connection with God is close, and that will also build a strong, effective, and fruitful community. And this is what the church is about. The mission of this church, SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E, strong. So today I'll talk briefly about building a strong community. So the first thing before we build a strong community is we need to build our own relationship with God has to be strong first. our relationship with God has to be strong first. How do we grow in intimacy with God? How do we continue to have our spiritual growth? And this is what I'll be talking about today. Not my words, but I'll be looking at the scripture. I'll be looking at the Bible to see what God is telling us. How do we grow intimately with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And we'll be looking from the book of 2 Peter, Ephesians, as well as First John, that we'll be looking at the three. If you have your Bible, you know, you can refer to that later. But what I'll be going through is, in order to build a strong, effective and fruitful community, God has given us certain things. And then for ourselves, there are certain things we also need to make every effort to add to it. This is a picture of my family. Okay, this is in 2004. That's about 18 years ago. If you look at my three daughters here, Sarah, Jasmine, and Emily, Sarah is only 5 years old. And look at today. There is 2021. Sarah has become a beautiful, all grown. She's like 22, 23 now. So naturally, you can see physically, she has grown. Emotionally, she has also grown. But the question that I'm asking is spiritually, where is she? Because emotionally and physically, it's almost automatic. It's almost automatic that we will all grow. You know, if I go back to the picture, if you look at Kim and myself, I have a lot more hair, you know, during that time. Not too bad. You know, I still have some hair, you know. If you look at Kim's hair, it's jet black then. Now it's... So naturally, we will grow. Naturally, we will continue to grow. And that is automatic. From 0 years until 90, we will continue to grow. However, spiritually, it's not automatic. Spiritually, it has to be intentional. It has to be intentional. And this spiritual growth is a partnership between God and you. You have to have the God's part. And you have to put in your part. And that intentionality is that you want to do it. You want to grow. And you choose to grow. And you make every effort to grow. Why do you want to do that? As I said earlier, you know, as we grow closer to God, as our relationship is stronger to God, the relationship among the community, husband and wife, family will be strong. So, the first thing in 2 Peter, I apologize for the screen here. The 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, the more you grow, the more you grow, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, when you start growing, when you start maturing, the first thing you will experience is you start to know God. You start to know God in the deeper level. And this God that we know, you know who He is? He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is not Darren. He is not Mark. He is the creator of heaven and earth. And that is a big deal. I want to know the one that created heaven and earth. I want to know the person that is sustaining life on this earth. So that is first thing as you grow, that you will know the Lord. The second, as Peter was saying, that you'll be productive, you'll be effective, and you'll be fruitful for His kingdom. You'll be fruitful for His kingdom. We all want to live a life that matters. We all want to live a life that is purposeful. And as we focus our eyes upon our Lord, as we continue to mature in Him, we will live a life that matters to God, and a life that matters to humanity, now and forever. What if you don't grow? Peter also gives us the answer. Those who fail to develop this way are short-sighted or blind. They forgot that they have been cleansed from their old sins. So if you don't grow, you'll continue to be looking at your current situation. that you could be blindsided, you could be short-sighted. The decision that we make could be a very flesh self-decision. However, if we focus on the Lord, He says that you will make better decisions, a God-guided choice in your life, that God will continue to review every single decision that you make. And you will remember that you have been cleansed of your old sins, and your identity now is in Christ. So these are why we want to grow. What is the growth process? The what process is what I like what John, Apostle John, is telling us. He was telling us there are three stages of this growth. Three stages. The first stage is little children. The second, young man or young woman. Third, fathers. In 1 John chapter 2, it reads, I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for His name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. And I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. So these three stages of growth that Paul is telling us is that, little children, you just come to Christ. You know that your sins are forgiven. That you know that you know Jesus Christ is your Lord. He is your Savior. And you know that you'll be going home to be with Him. That is the first stage, that being a believer. Then as you start to know God in a deeper way, you get stronger in the Word of God. Then you start able to overcome the spiritual attack, that you are aware spiritual warfare that's going around you. And finally, when you grow to a point that you know God, that you know God, that you know Him, that He is indeed your Father, indeed that you can trust in Him. So this is the three stages of growth that John is telling us. Maturity, however, is not about age. I was just joking about this. I was saying that when people ask me, they say, hey, Keong, do you play golf? I say, yeah, I play golf. I've been playing golf for 20 years. I've been playing for 20 years, but only play once a year. So in 20 years, how many times have I played? 20 times. However, Ronan plays golf. He's only been playing for a year, but he plays it every single day. How many times have you played? 365. So who is more matured in playing golf? Because I have 20 years. I've been going to church for 20 years. I've been, you know, sitting in the pew for 20 years. But I don't read my Bible. I never have a prayer life. I just show up. Most of the time, I don't show up, you know. I do show up, you know. But for Ronan, he spent his time searching the Word. He spent his time praying. He spent his time worshiping the Lord. The growth process is not about how long you claim yourself to be a Christian. It's about how intentional you are about seeking the Lord. Intentional, that's the word that I would like you to take home today. Your growth with Christ has to be intentional. You want to do it, you choose to do it, and you desire for it. Okay, now, we know about the three stages of growth. You know about the partnership that we need with God. How many of you like, this is a Vietnamese noodle called pho? Oh, okay. Yeah, there are some of you that like this noodle. Pho is a noodle that is a raw beef on this hot soup. You know, this is a beautiful dish that you go to any Vietnamese restaurant, you'll be able to order this. This pho, I like it so much, I asked a friend to give me a recipe to say, how do you cook this pho? And I look at the recipe, I go, oh my goodness, there are so many steps to it. But if I break it down, it's actually, there are two main components here. The ingredients, they are the meat, briskets, the bones that you need. And then, of course, you have all the dry spices. You have the cardamom, you have the cinnamon, sugar, and whatnot. So this is part of the ingredient. But more importantly, is the cooking process. That you need to simmer, boil the bones, get rid of all the scum, rinse it, boil it for 3 hours. So when I look at this recipe, I go like, man, I'm driving up to Mirabuka. I'm not going to cook this, you know. This is just so much effort. It's so much effort to cook this. But why I'm showing you this? In order for us to have a delicious bowl of pho, if you want to do it at home, there's two parts to it. There's God's part. God provided all the ingredients, and then there's our part that we need to play. When we put together God's part and our part, then we'll be able to serve this beautiful, fruitful, and useful pho to all the friends that come. Similarly, for our growth, we need God's part, we need our part. So what is God's part then? Now I go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1 is say, this letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Christ. I'm writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. So the first thing God has given us is faith. Not any faith. This is faith like the apostle. So Karen, you have the same faith as Peter. Ron, you have the same faith as James. So we all have faith, not just faith, but faith like the apostle. That what the apostle can do, you can do. So this is what I receive, the faith like the apostle that God has given us. And the second thing Peter is reminding us that God has given is by His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. What is everything? All things. What is all things? Everything that you need. So we already have everything that we need to grow in Christ. Per se, I don't have any excuse. They say that, oh, God has not given me this. No, God said, I have given you everything. Everything that you need pertaining to life and godliness. So God has given us faith like the apostle. God has given us all things pertaining to life, all spiritual blessing God has given us. But there is more. But there is more God has given us. And God has given us a divine nature. God has given us this great and precious promise that through them, you share in the divine nature. When I talk about divine nature is, when we come to Christ, when we come to Christ, we undergo a radical spiritual transformation. We go through a radical spiritual transformation that now we are born from above. We are born of the Spirit. That now we are a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. I no longer can go around and tell people, well, you just have to accept how I am. I have hot temper. I'm this, I'm that. But wait. When you come to Christ, you are a new creation. God has put the Holy Spirit in you. That you have the Holy Spirit in you and with you. Per se, God's DNA is in us. So that is the divine nature that we share. So three things God has given us. Faith, all things, all spiritual blessings, and all great and precious promise. I believe I have that. How about you? Do you believe you have this? Because this is what God has given to all of us for our journey to grow in Christ. Not only God has given you that part, God has also given the church. God has also given the church the gift Christ has gave to the church, the fivefold ministry. God has given the apostle. God has given the prophets. God has given evangelists. God has given the pastors and teachers. And their responsibility is to equip the church. That's why it's important for all of us to be part of a local church. Because in a local church, that's where the fivefold ministry, God is using it to grow us, to mature us. Then there's our part. We have all God has given us personally, and also God has given us as a church. But at the same time, God also requires us to make effort. As what 2 Peter in verse 1, in chapter 1, verse 5 to 7 says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith 7 ingredients: goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love." So in order for us to continue to grow, we too has to add in our ingredient. So this is the 7 ingredient that we need to add into our growth. And as I said earlier, I show you this picture of my children and ourselves. 17 years from here to here. Physically, we have grown. Emotionally, we have grown. Spiritually, we have grown. The question that I was asking myself as I was preparing this is the next 17 years. For the next 17 years, physically, we know where we're going to be. Emotionally, we also know that we're going to continue to grow in that area. But more importantly is spiritually. Where do you want to be? And God has given us the part that you need. That God has given you faith, like the apostle. God has given you all things that you need. And most importantly, God has put the Holy Spirit in you. And God has also given the church the fivefold ministry that will continue to guide each of us to grow, to be closer and closer to Him. And for us, we need to also play our part to add in the 7 ingredients that God is asking us to add. And as we are growing closer and closer to God, as husband and wife are growing closer and closer to God, that we as a community, the small husband and wife, the smallest community, will also grow closer and closer. And as a family, you too will grow closer. And as a church, as every single one of us are focusing our eyes on God, as we are focusing our eyes on growing spiritually, that too will draw this community to be strong, to be effective, and to be fruitful. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you have bring this community together, that you have a reason, you have a purpose. And that reason, that purpose is to build a strong, effective, and fruitful community in Karawara. That we know, Lord, that you have given individually all that we need to grow, all to mature in Him. You also have given this church the fivefold ministry to grow. So, Lord, I pray for my brothers, for my sisters today, that we will be intentional, that we want to grow closer to you, that we desire to know you in a deeper way. Help us, Lord. And Lord, I also pray for this church, that everyone that attend this church, Lord, their heart will be beating like your heartbeat. That we will continue, each and every one of us, focusing on you and you alone. We thank you once again for this evening. that you have gathered us, that we can worship you, we can sing praises to you, and that we can continue to connect closely with you as we connect with each other. We thank you, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. Tune in next week for another Life Streams Carawarra message. Have a blessed week.